You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. Remember, if you gamble, use your game sense. Stay within your limits. Go to gamesense.ab.ca.
Oz, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
It's going pretty well.
Good.
I think it's fair to say that, you guys haven't got off to the season that you were hoping for. And so let's start for the defense. As a guy who's right in the middle of it, you see everything. From your vantage point, where's the areas you feel your group can improve the most?
I think it's, week by week. But I think it's just overall, we all just got to hone in on our jobs and lock down the run and lock down the pass.
Now, you start on the run. Sound tackling is a key thing. And, you and Nick Anderson were right up there last year, and you guys are doing it again this year. As a group, though, there's been some missed tackles at times. Niles, as one of the leaders of the group, is that just attention to detail with guys? When you see that many misses, what's going wrong?
I think that we all just got to get on the same page as far as, like, our technique and, playing team defense, having guys, fly the ball. And just focusing on the detail of it, of just making that play, just that intensity of, you're in a moment, we call it the gauntlet, and focusing in on a leg or arm and bring the guy down.
So when you – can you work – because I know there's not a ton of tackling in practice nowadays in full pads, but does a tackling dummy help? Can you use that? Could that help guys sharpen that for game day?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely the tackling dummy can help. And then I know guys, including myself, we go out to practice now, working on extra tackling, working on extra just angles and things that are going to come up in the game and really just putting that extra effort in to make the difference for game day.
Now, as Morgan joins us, the defense was built to be really the strength of the team early on. And I think, when you look at the improvements on the D-line and some in the secondary, it felt like it would work out, and it hasn't necessarily been there. What about the scheme overall? How different is it defensively is the scheme from what you guys ran last year?
I don't think it's that much different. We just got to play sound football, just get 12 passes the ball and everybody in the right spots and, make life easy for ourselves.
How about, the intensity? You've had two bye weeks early on in the year. I don't know if that's good or bad. Maybe it's good for rest, but is it hard to get into the rhythm because you guys have had two bye weeks really in the first 7 weeks of the season?
I just think that it's just a new defense, with some new players. Obviously, guys have worked together in the past, but everything's just, brand new. It's just year one for us with JC, and we're all just getting acclimated game by game. Getting better, I should say, game by game.
What have you learned from JC as a play caller? How does he differ maybe from other play callers that you've had?
I think that JC is he's aggressive and he wants to put pressure on the quarterback. And I think that, I think that's the bigger difference.
Now, you as the middle linebacker, now, I was like, do you have to, are you sitting down with the D coordinator even more often to kind of, hey, let's get on the same page here. How can I help so we can take maybe, some of the calls that he wants to make? Do you ever get to overrule it? How does that work?
Well, you're definitely not a overrule, but
okay.
I'm definitely in his office more than ever, especially because he's our DC, but also he's our LB coach. So doing my best to always figure out what's the next steps and pick his brain and do the best that we can.
And then so do that in the office. What about during the game? How much – we know obviously there's in-game adjustments. Do most of those adjustments happen, at halftime? Or is it after every series you're coming off the field? How does it work, with the in-game adjustments between you and your DC?
Yeah, it's after every time we get off the field, we grab the iPad and we go over what we got to correct and what we like and what we don't like and – make those in-game adjustments right there on the spot.
So we know you've had, you had a bye week, and I don't know what you did. I guess tell me, what'd you do on the bye week? It's early in the year. It's your second one. Do you spend less time resting and more kind of in the film room? What were you doing in the bye week?
Like me personally?
Yeah.
I was here. I was rehabbing, working out, and just in my playbook, watching extra film, just getting ahead of I guess, of competition in that way, you know, taking the time to study our defense and study the opponent.
So when you're studying your defense now, are you also, because you knew you're going to play Saskatchewan, are you already getting a jump on that, or you're more trying to say, I want to figure out what we're doing so we get back to doing what we should do best?
Sorry, can you say that one more time?
I said, are you working and looking at film on what Saskatchewan, because they're the next opponent, or were you focused more on, I want to just figure out our defense and we got to and figure out things that are going to work for us?
Well, I'll say, you know, it's always just to answer that question, it will be both, you know. The saying is that to know thy opponent, it's also know thyself. So you got to study the opponent and you got to study, you know, our defense and what we have to do and all the nuances of that.
So Saskatchewan's the opponent. They played very well. You're in Saskatchewan. You've been there before. You know, it's a hostile environment. It's a fun place to play. What is it about their offense specifically that you're going to have to be the most in tune to shut down?
First and foremost, you got to stop the run. You know, they pride themselves on running the ball, so we have to make sure that we do our due diligence, study the run to a T, shut them down.
So obviously you always want to shut down the run, Niles, but without giving the game plan here, but is it like, what is it? Is it individual responsibilities, making sure guys are in the A gap or the B gap in a certain run play? Like, what's going to allow your defense to get better at shutting down the run?
I think just week by week as we pull together, you know, like you just said, everyone's just doing their job, fitting things the right way and understanding where to be and how to play certain run schemes.
Niles Morgan joins us. Niles, after the last game, I think both the offense and the defense, no one was happy with how they played. As a defense in practice this week, what do you think you can do that can not only help yourself, but maybe also help your offense when you go head-to-head in practice?
The best thing to do is to set the tone, you know, set the tone for how we want to be as a team, especially on defense, coming out the gate and coming out hot and staying hot and make sure that we finish just like we need to finish in games.
And being one of the leaders on the defense, I know that, you know, some teams, the defense and the offense kind of stay in their own lane. Others, they really like to intermingle. Do you have conversations with a young guy like Trey Ford and how you can help him? Or is that not really something as a linebacker you're having convos with the quarterback?
No, yeah, we have conversations with everybody, just being a leader on the team, you know, wherever, you know, I can help or we can help as captains. We try to do our best to supplement everybody, you know, not just me just sticking to my corner of defense, but, you know, talking to guys on special teams, talking to guys on offense, because collectively, you know, we all are in this together.
Yeah, and, like, your offense was trending in the right direction. Heck, Trey Ford had a perfect QB rating a few weeks ago against Ottawa, and then, you know, it started out they had the right reads, they just didn't make the throws. So what was your message to Trey coming out of the bye week?
Well, I didn't have necessarily a direct message to Trey this time, but, you know, for our offense, you know, just to stay hot. You know, we found the recipe. Now to keep working that recipe into the game plan every single week.
And overall, it's not the start you wanted record-wise. There's been some games where you're right in it. I think, you know, I look back at that Winnipeg game, you're right there really until the fourth quarter, Niles. New coach, new DC, new secondary coach, lots of new players. Is there a feeling out process? Do you believe in that? And do you think that maybe hopefully you're past that and now you might get better results moving forward?
If everything's always a process, you know, like we all have to get on the same page. And obviously we have camp for that, but it takes more than just camp and going against our offense. You know, we got to see it live and things of that nature. So definitely a believer in the process. And I believe that we're getting over that and getting, you know, more in tune with each other every single game.
As a veteran guy, can you take me inside, you know, for you when you're watching film work, right? Like you've been in the league a long time. What are you watching for now that maybe you didn't, that you weren't able to watch for early in your career?
I would just say just more tendencies, just get my eyes to be more dialed into seeing a bigger picture. You know, just seeing how the O-line sets, seeing what the quarterback's seeing, understanding and trusting where the receivers and routes will break off, and just honing into my craft and always looking to make better plays, better tackles, and find ways to get interceptions and sacks.
And How many hours a day do you spend watching film?
I'll say at least 4 hours.
4 hours a day. So you obviously split that. Do you take it home with you sometimes and just watch it there? Or is it mostly at the stadium?
Well, no, you got to give yourself homework for sure. But yeah, we have film that we watch obviously after practice,
okay,
and then before practice, and then I'll stay at the stadium for a bit, watch about another hour and a half, and then I'll go home and watch another hour or two of film. And you just got to just break it up. It's good to study in different spots. So I study stadiums, and I study somewhere in my house.
Okay. And how much do you balance studying your defense and then the opposition? Is it like 50-50, or does it vary from week to week?
I try to make it 50-50, so I end up having to spend more time on either, you know, knowing our stuff or, you know, knowing what the opponent's doing. Either way, it's always, I try to find a balance between the both because, you know, like I've been saying this whole time, you know, it's still, you know, year one for us as a defense. So there's always room for improvement, always room to make things better, and then pairing that with what the opponent and what they're doing.
Niles, great stuff, man. I really appreciate it. Best of luck in practice this week, and hopefully you guys get back on the winning side of things Friday night in Saskatchewan.
Oh, yeah, we certainly will. Thank you so much.